Have you ever thought about adding video to your sports broadcast? If you haven't, today's guest might have you rethinking it as we talk with Gabe Adney of Paragon Sports TV.
This is Better Radio Websites, the podcast for radio professionals who want to see their website generate more traffic and revenue. Each week, your host, Jim Sherwood, and his special guests give you time-tested tips and secret tricks to ensure your radio station dominates digital in your market. Here we go.
Hi, it's Jim, and welcome to Better Radio Websites, the podcast that wants to help you get more visitors and the most revenue from your radio station website. We're here at the Broadcasters Convention in Montgomery, Alabama, sitting here talking with Gabe Adney, ParagonSportsTV.com. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good today. Thanks for having me on the show.
Absolutely. Now, tell me a little bit about Paragon Sports TV, because one of the big topics here at the Broadcasters Convention is a lot of folks are already talking about doing sports and doing it well and moving, making the move to video.
Well, you know, sports has always been part of radio. And that's the one thing we've talked about for a long time is everybody loves youth sports. They just do. And for us to be able to take it from just being able to be listening to it, to be able to see it and listen to your favorite broadcaster still. So we're just mixing radio broadcasting with video. You know, you go watch some sports TV on just, you know, regular football games. These guys are video announcers. These the guys that you watch on TV. We're still bringing radio to the video with high school sports. And I think it's interesting because you're still getting to hear your favorite guy be your radio guy. And he's exciting. Radio people are just, they're exciting people.
Well, sure. And if, you know, if you have family, you know, to, for players and stuff like that, you really want to see them. I mean, hearing them on the radio is one thing, but then you add that element of also being able to see them. Then, that's a whole lot better.
I think there, it's an expectation now from where we are. I'm from Oklahoma. And people expect to be able to see it. They go, well, hey, the game's on the radio. Where can we find it on the phone?
Online.
Yeah, it should be on somewhere. It's an expectation now, and so we've done it to ourselves. We have streamed, you know, we stream 9 schools right now in our in just our little area, and it's just expected. You'll go to a ball game and you'll watch people in the stands watching other games in the stands.
And so Paragon TV, you're looking to expand outside of Oklahoma, just be countrywide?
Yeah, it's kind of a franchise deal where I believe every station should be doing this. I've talked to some guys here at the convention that they're just not doing it yet at all. And I believe every station, I think it's vital for their business.
Oh, sure.
I really do.
Absolutely. So you guys offer a way for them to do it. Do you offer equipment? Is it video streaming? Tell me the whole thing.
Kind of an all-inclusive, a consultant level. We can consult. We'll come out and I'll come out and help you get your stuff set up. I will build your stuff for you.
Wow.
I will build your computer, pre-program it, get it ready, have a streaming service for you. So it's, we can build you from nothing, or we can build you from
what you have.
What you already have. If you're already doing a little bit, we can come out and show you how to make money on it.
Yeah, because I've seen some stations, they will just have this over, you know, they have some little stationary camera on top of the press box, and it's like little pixels running around on the field for football games, and you can't really tell who's who, and I mean, it's really no different than just listening to it on the radio.
You might as well just listen to it on the radio if you can't see it. And so that's where your camera guy, your, you know, people are important. I mean, people are trying to make this to where it's AI. They're using AI to follow the ball and different things like that. But you're so far away, you're not able to see it. You might as well just listen on the radio. But we want to bring it close. We want to bring the action. Of course, everybody wants to be ESPN. You know, they're the top.
Right.
But nobody can afford to be ESPN.
Yeah, and 20 cameras.
Nobody can do
truck
that.
Truck out back running.
We're radio broadcasters bringing one camera, and we're working the camera in slow and out. And, you know, we teach how to do that. We make sure you know how to do that before we leave.
So you could probably set up, you know, 5 stationary cameras on the field at different locations and then just switch between them during the plays.
You sure can. That's a big setup. I'll just be honest with you.
Yep. Right?
I'd say 2 cameras max at a football game.
Okay.
You know, I hate to brag about this, but this year we shoot 1 camera in a football game. And this year we won the Oklahoma Association of Broadcasters Video of the Year with 1 camera. And
really?
It's because our camera operator was really into cameras, and he loves to work back and forth slow and pans, and he's just really good at it. And so that was the one video we won with the Oklahoma Association of Broadcasters Award.
One camera.
One camera.
One guy.
One guy.
And so he's, and so that one guy is just running the camera, and then the audio is coming from the radio station.
Yeah, we have two broadcasters there at the game doing the audio.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and there he's just up there shooting one camera, and he just you know, it's football, so he's wide, he's a little bit tighter about midway, and then he gets tight on the quarterback, and then he widens out for the shot slowly.
Yeah,
and it looks like you're just watching ESPN.
Man, that's amazing.
It is. I was a little surprised. I'm like, hey, we're only shooting one camera, because I've seen a lot of others trying to shoot two and three.
Sure.
And switch back and forth so much. And
But if you had the ability to run two or three cameras,
yeah.
Then
oh, it does.
Then
it,
you have the switcher.
You do have that. A switcher that you switch back and forth. It's all within the program, but it's like a sideline camera. That would be one thing. You would go down to your sideline guy and shoot him in front of the crowd and stuff
right.
like that. That's kind of other cameras we would use.
Okay.
But, you know, there's ESPN stuff where you shoot your main camera, your mid camera, where you're getting your hero shots and mm-hmm. different things like that. But
Does your software do the lower thirds and
oh yeah.
All that stuff?
Everything. It's a full lower thirds. It's full slow-mo, replay, everything.
Got the score down there at the bottom.
Got your score, got your time, got everything.
Now, would somebody have to update the score manually, or does it tie into
There's a couple something. Of different options there.
Okay.
You have, you know, if you've got a connection with your school that you can connect into their scoreboard and bring in the data, you can do that. Or you can shoot the clock and, you know, bring the clock within. And so there's a lot of options there.
Yeah, so what I'm hearing is that ParagonSportsTV.com has you covered. It doesn't matter what kind of a setup. You're going to be able to jump in there and help them out and get it to where they're start making money.
Yeah, and it's unique for every school. Every radio station does it different. And mm-hmm. we just want to be able to help you customize and get it working for your school and
right.
working for your radio station.
Yeah, and of course, now this podcast is about making your websites better. Are these streams, is it proprietary, or is it easy to embed on any station website?
Yeah, any station at all, you could, I mean, all the websites that you build,
mm-hmm.
it's just an iframe. And you, of course,
easy.
You being a website guy, you know exactly what that is.
Sure.
It's just a window that has video that when it comes live, it pops up and goes live on your website.
That's nice.
Yeah, so you don't have to touch it at all. It just shows up.
Yeah, exactly, because that is one feature request that we get here is that, hey, look, whenever somebody is live on Facebook or if they're live doing anything, we'd like something to just happen automatically. We don't need somebody at the radio station to log in and then
yeah.
enable this or whatever like that.
Yeah.
It's just automatic.
Yeah, it just automatically pops up. It'll has a little picture there. It says, you know, game scheduled at 7 o'clock tonight. All of a sudden, that pops up at 7.
Boom.
Yeah.
And you're making money.
As
a radio station, you're making money.
Oh, yeah. That's the main thing, but it's really you're having fun because you're getting to do more than just radio now, and it does make money. Yes,
well,
it definitely does.
The schools that you do, how many visitors roughly do you see per game?
You know, it varies. I'll tell you why it varies. It depends on how good the school is.
Yeah.
It really does, because we have one local school that has, it's went up and down in the last 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, down to a 0-20 football season.
Oh, wow.
That's 2 years of football. And so, of no winning. But then, this last season, they've went up to like a 6-4.
Uh-huh.
And it sells totally different. Totally sells different. The viewers are totally different. And I'd like to have a number, but I don't have them in front of me here.
Sure.
But,
sure.
Yeah, they definitely – it does change it a lot.
But you could – how many visitors can you handle? Unlimited?
Oh, unlimited. Yeah, it's totally unlimited. As many as you want. As many as you possibly can get.
So when you sell the playoff game and both teams are, undefeated, and you have so much, you know, around this game, and you've got a great package on air, and you add this to it, oh, man.
Oh, this is another level.
It's another level.
It's another level. And I'd said it earlier is the audience loves it. The advertisers love it.
Mm-hmm.
That is two things they really love to do. They love to sponsor youth sports.
Yeah, and so in your software, do you have ability for video ads to run during this?
Yeah.
Wow.
So what we do is we set up the computers to, like, when it's the end of the first quarter,
mm-hmm.
you just push a button that says end of first quarter. I've got them all marked up that says end of first. You mark it, you hit it, and it plays 60 seconds worth of videos.
Yeah.
And then when it's done, it comes right back to camera, and you say, welcome back, we're back.
So could the online stream be different than the on-air stream, the radio stream?
You basically run it all from the game. You're basically producing all the spots, all everything from the game. So at the station, you're just picking up the live stream.
Sure.
The audio. So your board op is set at the station. He just turns the board up with the computer coming through. So the whole broadcast is coming from the station.
Sure.
Or from the stadium.
Right.
So you're not trying to match up. Okay, it's time to play spots at the station. You can't match it up. You just can't because there's a, an internet. There's 13, 15-second delay.
That's right.
And you got to find that delay point.
Okay.
So you don't try to match it up. You run it all from the stadium, bring it in, and then your board op just turns it up.
I guess you would have to be in a school that has a good internet connection, or do you have ways around that?
Yeah, there's ways. There's hotspots. There's totally you try to find – who's better here, AT&T, Verizon? You take that hotspot for a backup.
Sure.
Or just use it all the way because they're pretty stable. It's really – the last 2 years – listen, we crawled a long ways through the internet the last 5 years, 5 to 6 years, and internet was terrible when we started.
Yeah.
So we were streaming very low quality, but we were just trying to get it out.
Right.
And so now the last 2 years, it's changed a lot. Internet is so much better.
Wow. Really sounds like a no-brainer for schools.
It's fun.
For stations wanting to get in with their schools better.
Oh, I think so. It's good to have a good relationship with your superintendents. Your radio stations are vital to communities. They're just vital.
Yeah.
And we have been for a long time with our sports. And I think this is just going to be another added piece that they've got to have.
Oh, absolutely. If you want to keep moving forward.
Yeah.
Because, radio has to keep evolving.
Exactly.
It really does.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Gabe, thank you so much for being on the podcast. And this is a way to make your radio station websites better by adding all this great video content.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
Especially during sports season. That's going to be huge.
Oh, the numbers that come into the website. You're going to love it because once you start putting numbers on there, you know what that does. There's more eyes. There's more advertisers.
Absolutely. Gabe, tell everybody how they can get in touch with you.
Well, you can get me at... let's see. You want a phone number or just,
man,
just go to ParagonSportsTV.com. Uh-huh. I'll have all the info on there and just tap on the contact.
Absolutely. We'll have that link in the show notes as well. All right, Gabe, thanks again for being on the podcast today. Really appreciate you.
All right. Thanks, Jim.
It's so awesome having guests like this as a part of the podcast because it's all the more content that you can add to your website to be bringing in visitors day after day. Need help with your website? Reach out to us. It's at skyrocketradio.com. Have an awesome week online making your radio station website better. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to Better Radio Websites. Inspired by today's episode? Be sure you are subscribed and share this episode with a friend. Visit skyrocketradio.com/podcasts for more episodes as well as show notes for this episode. Need help starting or making your station website better? Visit skyrocketradio.com.